Okay, so I am recording now. So I just want to have you introduce yourself and say something like "Hello, Australia," as kind of a greeting.
Here we go. Well, actually, I'm gonna go. Hello, Down Under. This is Vidya Anantanarayanan, and I am the Instructional Support Manager at Trinity University in San Antonio, Texas, with the dubious distinction of having the longest last name on campus.
Wonderful.
I've been with Trinity for about 6 years. This is my 7th year here. Serving in the realm of assisting faculty integrate technology into the curriculum in many diverse ways. It runs the gamut from supporting Blackboard and this year Moodle to working with Web 2.0 tools, trying to push Second Life, just about anything that will make teaching and learning here at Trinity engaging, interesting, fun, and informative.
So obviously you're really heavily involved with a lot of technologies, and I see you a lot in kind of the online circles that I'm in. You pop up on Twitter all the time. I mean, how do you deal with this crush of new stuff? Is it ever feel like too much? And what do you think of if it just keeps increasing?
Frankly, it always feels like too much. I always feel like I'm personally playing catch up. But on the flip side, I'm a geek. I'm a social software junkie. I have shiny new thing ADD. So it works for me. I love exploring new technologies and I love thinking about how they can be leveraged, in terms of teaching and learning. On the flip side, that may not necessarily be what my faculty want. And so I do have to do a ground check, a reality check every now and then to make sure that what I bring to the table in terms of technology undergirds what the faculty wants to achieve by way of their pedagogy.
And what sort of things does Trinity do as an institution to sort of help faculty make this change? I mean, is there an organizational strategy for technology?
Yes and no. We're definitely very heavily focused on making a lot of technology in terms of the infrastructure available. And I think that is definitely one of the strengths at Trinity. And of course, Alan, you got a taste of that when you came down for the Regional New Media Consortium conference. So we're very heavily invested in that. We are completely wireless on our campus. We implemented voice over IP telephones, I think about 2 years ago now, and that includes dorm rooms. And we're constantly upgrading and looking at new ways to implement technology as an infrastructure on campus. In terms of the softer side of things, in terms of the organizational strategy that sort of combines the infrastructure with the integration aspect, I think we have some room for growth there, in terms of the fact that we could definitely have more people on board. That is something that's being looked at very specifically right now. We are in the process of our renewing our SACS accreditation, and as a part of that, we are implementing a quality enhancement plan. And on board with that is definitely more people like me, more support staff in the realm of instructional technology to work with faculty more closely. We're looking at open source tools such as Moodle to sort of get away from more commercial products that may not quite work for us. We're looking at ways, right now it's more one-on-one, but we're definitely seeing faculty who sort of get on board with more current technologies, be it Web 2.0 or Second Life, and bring that into the curriculum. So it kind of spans the gamut here. We do a lot of different things in a lot of different ways.
And in terms of the kind of technology that faculty might use for teaching and learning, how do new things kind of enter the system? Does it come from their own investigation? Does it come from you? Does it sneak in from the outside? I mean, how does kind of change infiltrate Trinity?
Well, frankly, I think change infiltrates Trinity through Chuck White, who was our Vice President for Information Resources and Administrative Affairs. That's his official title, but he's our tech guy. He's the main man who pushes all of this. So a lot of times it's his initiative in the sense of its vision, and then it's executed by various groups. That could be me. For instance, I am spearheading the Moodle project that we are piloting this year. It could be spearheaded through the library, who is doing the QEP plan. So it takes, again, diverse entities, and I think in a way it takes all of us working together, because we all work with Chuck. We're all divisions that work under Chuck's management. It takes all of us working in sort of collaboration with each other to make this change happen. So we're a lot of times doing exactly that. One person's vision might go down to one person or one department, but then it filters out to the rest of us, who then kind of do our best to implement it and make it come into play.
That's excellent. So it says a lot about the leadership there. I think you're hinting at this, but it sounds like you engage in some level of R&D. Is that something that Trinity sort of provides implicitly? I mean, how does R&D happen at Trinity with technology?
Oh, Lordy. I think R&D happens not so much. I guess it's implied in my position. I'm certainly one of the people who, not so much overtly charged, but I guess you're right. It's a given that I keep abreast of what's happening on the horizon. The Horizons Project report that you and NMC release every year is certainly something I look at and read and absorb every year. So to some degree, it's certainly me. But I don't think there's sort of a formal structure in place that necessarily does R&D or is tasked with executing R&D in the realm of teaching and learning and technology. It's sort of part of the job. It's part of the deal. And I enjoy it, so I do it.
That's wonderful. That's exactly one of the quotes I was looking for, and you said it. Last question, and this is kind of putting on the spot. I mean, you know, looking at the technologies we're using now and sort of the things that are emerging, I mean, what do you think is going to be the hot technology for faculty in, say, a year or two from now?
That is a hard one, because I could look at it from the realm of Trinity, and I could look at it from the realm of just technology and faculty on the whole, U.S., globally, whatever.
Speak for Trinity, because, you know, that's locally important.
Right. You know, I mean, I'm kind of, I have to confess that I'm a little sheepish about saying this, but to me, just basic Web 2.0 tools, getting my faculty to really think about blogging or using wikis in the classroom, finding ways to leverage even Twitter. I love the tool, but I can't yet find a way to bring its benefits to my faculty yet. And I think to me, that's just it. Even though blogging's been around for, a decade now, it's just not something that's taken off as much as I would like it to here at Trinity. So even your basic Web 2.0 tools would be a good thing to happen over the next couple of years. But that's just the technology tools. I think if you look at the big picture, there also needs to be a mindset shift, a cultural shift. And that to some degree means faculty also have to sort of wake up and look at what needs to be taught to our students as they become professionals in the 21st century. And that's just a much larger question that hits not just Trinity faculty, but I think faculty all across the United States and maybe all across the world. It's what tools do we need to equip our students with for the 21st century to be global professionals in the 21st century.
Wow.
That's a huge deal.
That is. So would you say the world is flat, or is it bumpy, or is it some sort of n-dimensional prim? You don't have to answer that.
Actually, I would like to, because I think the world was flat, but it has now come a full circle. It's kind of how I view it.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, wish I could. I can't. I don't know. I can't make sense of it myself. It's kind of flat in the sense, yes, there are no geographical barriers anymore. We do work and play and communicate and live and socialize in a global space. In that respect, it's flat. But I think it's sort of come a full circle in that we began there somehow. I mean, there always was that notion, and I think we got away from it as other technologies and other processes took place as civilization evolved. And we've come a full circle back to the very intrinsic notion of we learn by connecting. it's not about the knowledge itself, it's about the processes, it's about the output we provide as knowledge workers that makes a difference. And I think that's where it's the full circle aspect that's sort of coming back to the fore for me. It's always been there, but I think it's just more overt now because of these Web 2.0 kind of tools.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Vidya, and I hope my friends in Australia get to listen to you. I may try to call you live from there.
Perfect. And I know I'll definitely try and pop in into Second Life or be available as much as I can. I'd love to listen to a good Aussie accent again.
Okay,
And I will not do a bad Indo-Texan British rendering of it at all.
Oh, please do.
Okay, I'll try, I guess. I would say something like, "Good day, mate."
That's wonderful. All right. Thanks, Vidya. I'm going to stop recording.
Okay.